escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
November 1st. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1963, the Arecibo Radio Telescope in Puerto Rico opened, the largest radio telescope ever constructed. It would later gain fame for transmitting the Arecibo message into deep space. In 1968, the first movie ratings were issued in the United States. The initial ratings were G, M, R, and X. In 1969, with recent discoveries about the Martian atmosphere having killed NASA's plans to launch a 10,000-pound Mars lander via Saturn V rocket, the space agency initiated the Viking program, a more lightweight robotic lander that would land on the Martian surface to gather and analyze soil samples for signs of life. The Viking landers arrived on Mars in 1976. Born on this day in 1941, actor Robert Foxworth.
As to the second question, I am part Project Questor. If this is to be an information exchange, then the next interrogative is logically mine. Who are you?
Industrial light and magic special effects guru Dennis Mirren was born today in 1946. Lotus Software and Electronic Frontier Foundation founder Mitch Kapoor was born in 1950. Shuttle astronaut Jan Davis was born in 1953. Homestar Runner co-creator Matt Chapman was born in 1976.
Bubs, you're Dr. White. I think a bug flew into the side of my mouth. I'm afraid the good times are over.
Writer Michael Piller, who changed the course of Star Trek The Next Generation by introducing more character-driven stories, and went on to co-create Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Star Trek Voyager, died on this day in 2005.
I was walking on the lot, having delivered the first draft of my very first script, and I was coming in for notes. Typical thing for a freelancer to do. And as I walked into the building, I hear this booming voice that says, "There aren't enough aliens in this show." And that's my introduction to Gene Roddenberry.
On this day in 1968, an unwelcome visitor stirred things up between the Enterprise crew and a gang of Klingons on the Day of the Dove.
What are we doing to each other?
Fascinating. The result of stress.
We've been under stress before. It's never set us at each other's throats. This is war!
There isn't any war!
Or is there? Two forces aboard the ship, each of them equally armed. Has a war been staged for us, complete with weapons and ideology and patriotic drum beating? Even spark, even race hatred?
In 1979, Buck Rogers had to rescue an unchained woman, an episode guest starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
Just do me one favor, will you? Hit the deck.
What?
Get down.
Buck and a beautiful fugitive escape across an alien desert, pursued by a murderous android.
This is a prison ship. Identify yourself.
Break off, Lieutenant. Cease attack.
We'll have to kill her before they get her down here.
He's here to kill her, not to rescue her.
One person that ever broke out of that prison has to be you.
I'm really sorry I have to do this.
Exidy's Mousetrap landed in arcades today in 1981. In 1982, GCE introduced a new home video game system, the self-contained Vectrex, which produced vector graphics instead of traditional TV-style raster graphics. Vectrex was a high-end system with its own black-and-white vector monitor.
This is the system chosen 2-1 over Atari and Intellivision for real arcade gameplay.
Fantastic!
Presenting the revolutionary Vectrex arcade system. Ordinary home video games can't match the laser-sharp visual effects of Vectrex because only Vectrex has a real arcade screen built in. No TV set needed, so every Vectrex cartridge gives you real arcade gameplay that others can't. Vectrex. It stands alone.
In 1986, the Doctor was still on trial, but now he had a new companion. Bonnie Langford as Melanie made her debut in part 9 of the Doctor Who epic, Trial of a Time Lord.
Carrot juice!
It'll do you good. Honestly, carrots are full of vitamin A.
Mel, have you studied my ears lately?
It's your waistline I'm concerned about.
No. Seriously, though. Is it my imagination, or have they started to grow longer?
Listen, when I start to call you Neddy, then you can worry. Drink up.
You'll worry sooner when I start to bray.
Quickly, Mel, press the red button. Get the message on the screen. Press it, press it.
I have. You said red.
Did I? Must be the carrot juice making me colorblind.
In 1994, George Lucas began writing the first draft of a script for a movie called Star Wars: The Beginning. By the time filming started, it was Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. In 1995, Earth found itself in a no-win diplomatic situation, leading to an assassination attempt on Captain Sheridan in Babylon 5's second season finale.
God. Emergency alert. We've had an explosion in the core shuttle. We need rescue jetpacks, and we need them now.
What are you trying to do?
He's more or less weightless, but the ground is rotating at 60 miles an hour. If we can't catch him, he'll be killed by the impact.
Well, you won't have time.
Gosh, you know what is at stake. If you're going to do anything, you must do it now.
Suiting up. We'll get there in 2 minutes.
We don't have 2 minutes. You've got 30 seconds. We can't do it.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Video game system with its own video screen. Take it anywhere. Just plug it in. It's your own personal arcade. A high-performance system with a built-in game plus a whole collection of arcade cartridges like Scramble, Pole Position, Berserk. So if you're into video games, forget the TV. Get into Vectrex.